Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Michael Stone is with Virginians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. For years, his group has actually asked lawmakers not to consider abolition.
Because it would be laughed out of committee on first day of session, and it did not help us.
But after years of building grassroots support in rural parts of the state, now they feel ready. And with Democrats in charge, Stone is hopeful.
As long as the death penalty remains a possibility, it's going to be used. And we just find that to be an indefensible position.
The last person executed in Virginia was William Morva. He was sentenced to death for the murder of Corporal Eric Sutphin in Montgomery County. That was Rachel Sutphin's father. She pled for clemency for Morva. And now she says she has to mourn not one life, but two.
Every July and every August, I now have these two dates in my mind of the date that my father died, as well as the date that Morva was executed.
Sutphin, along with a dozen other family members of victims, including one lawmaker, have signed a letter urging the General Assembly to abolish the death penalty this year. I'm Mallory Nopane.